In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Among the prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah was that not only would the children of Israel be saved, but that salvation would be opened up to the people of the nations, and the nations would stream towards the restored temple, and there they too would worship God. And so keep that in mind when you hear about the believers rejoicing that God has opened salvation to the Gentiles, because it is a fulfillment of yet another prophecy. Now, what about all food being made clean? What's the deal here? Why was food unclean to begin with? It's actually fairly easy to understand which foods were considered clean and unclean and why. Any animal that was a carnivore, or most more specifically an omnivore, that ate carrion, in other words, dead stuff it didn't kill, like buzzards, shellfish, pigs, they eat carrion. And so one of the signs of things being not right, of evil, things being unclean, was death. And so if you eat dead things, you get, for lack of a better word, dead cooties. And the dead cooties make you unclean. And so that's why certain foods were considered to be not kosher. Now, when our Lord suffered and died and rose from the dead, he didn't just take away our sins. He didn't just defeat devil. He certainly did those things. But he also began the work of restoring creation. You know, that's an important thing to remember, is the sin of Adam and Eve didn't just affect them. It was like a rock being thrown into the pond, and the waves of their sin corrupted all of creation. And so there will be a new heaven and a new earth when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time, and all the effects of sin will be removed. But even before then, some of the effects are taken away. And one of them is we don't need to worry about things being clean or unclean anymore. And this is what the vision which Peter had revealed to him, is that Christ had made all things clean. So it was okay to eat these so-called unclean foods at that point. Now, why would people get all upset about Peter going in and eating with them? Because would have made him, according to the law of Moses, it would have made him unclean. And prior to this, the way that most believers thought that the Gentiles would receive salvation was by becoming Jewish first. They become Jewish, they're circumcised, and then they accept Jesus. And so that's a whole part of the history of the early church, is realizing that you did not have to become Jewish in order to become Christian. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.